So I want to speak something out that when we get involved. So right now, Kol is involved in dinner and raising money and everything. So Lamaisa, one could Lamaisa get carried away and say that, oh, look how much COVID all the people getting money are getting. I mean, not that, you know, I don't know if we're getting how much COVID to be the money, but maybe we should do more. But Lamaisa, you know, what about, you know, so number one, and also that, well, I would bavorn also that even at the like a Mason Modosh, they're called, sometimes at, let's say we're having a dinner and we have a lot of people and we're trying to make everyone feel good and everything. And sometimes you could go over it, like the chashivas. Lamaisa, you have to get people excited. So lamaisa, you get people excited when you talk about the people. But it's true, but sometimes it could be overlooked. Maybe the chashivas of everything else, of the ikar, of the ikar of everything, which is, you know, like learning, but sometimes you can't just like focus only on that because it's not so exciting for the people. But so sometimes we're not so good at balancing this thing. So I'm avoiding that. It's not so easy to balance it. But to mechazik ourselves to know that that's avada, the ikar of everything. And that the chashivas of everything is whatever happens, being light, everyone here learning and putting all every single ounce of amelis, that's really where everything comes from. And it got me the first nekuda. There's a gavaldika medrash Shmuel. I heard this the first year the Satmar Rebbe came to the first year the Satmar Rebbe came, he gave us a shmuz. He came to the koil and gave us a shmuz. After that, I decided he wants to be on vacation. But the first year he gave us a shmuz and a shir. He gave a shir on but he gave a shmuz. Sending the shmuz, a gavaldika, he gave the cover the art of the Baron Kala. This was his base kislev. So he said it over like this. It says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Hey, Al tis'av l'shulchanam shel malachim, sh'shulchancha gadol m'shulchanam, v'kisrcha gadol m'kisro. So, okay, a person, it's in Perek Vav, Kinyan HaTorah, and it's saying, Mayim v'msur tishte, Yayin pasim al-tarcha, and then, Al tis'av l'shulchanam shel malachim. So, if you're holding on the dagger that you already passed Malach Torichal, so what are you bavarning now? Al tisav l'shulchan v'shul malachim. I already gave up on that a long time ago. And I'm already doing passed Malach Torichal. So now I have to worry that, but you could do passed Malach Torichal, but don't be jealous of the other guy that has more than passed Malach on a shulchan. So he brings down the bench. Well, no, Vad is not bavarning yet. We already talked about the passed Malach Torichal person. He's finished with worrying about that the other person has more oil and has it. He's not misaver for that shulchan. What's he misaver for? He's misaver that lemaisa, the other person, is with all his money able to do so much tzedakah. The other person is able to do chesed and to help people that need help. And he's able to give to the people that need to be given to. And he's able to do all the things that need to be given. So, he's taka person. That person is helping God's Klal Yisrael. What am I doing? So he's the Ashmi's Bavari. Al tisav l'shulchan shel malachim mitzad the ruchni itself. Not mitzad the Ashmi's. And then he says that l'chein hizra atan aloyma. It's not like that because shulchan chal gadol shalahem. Because you know how many people you're feeding with your Torah. You know how many people you're supporting with your Torah. You're supporting more people with your Torah than he's supporting because the whole shefa that comes to the world is through you. And everyone that he's supporting is because you're giving him the atzlacha, but the ashpah of the Torah that's coming into the world is Gufa, what's giving him the money to be able to have to support the people. Similarly, you're Gufa having the Torah and all the things that he has. In the Ruchnis itself, Kol Rav Yerichal Shulchan Chagodol Ketazan Is Kol Olam Kulay. And every Rav Shach says, Gaval de Kashreko, he says, someone asked Rav Shach about Yisachar Zvulun, is Yisachar losing schar? Is he not losing schar? So he said, Avada would go with the opinion that Yisachar doesn't lose any schar. That's posh. But he says, that even in Tzolaymar, that Yisachar loses schar. So what's happening? So because he's learning, so now so where does the other half of the Torah go? So to the other person, to the Zvulun. So he says, so now you were guarding that the Zvulun has Torah, so you're chacha Zvulun on his chayot Yisachar also. if you don't lose, you don't lose. And if the Zvulun gets the chayot Yisachar, so you're the Zvulun on his Yisachar also. So Memela, the person that's learning is really being goyrem that everything should happen. So that's the first thing. That's the first chelak. The second chelak is that Rabbi Kotler, Rabbi brings down in the Shir Shir, where it says Ani Choyim Avashad Akim Migdalos in Shir Shir. Pirshu Chazal Ani Choyim Azu Toira Shatoira Ani Choyim Amirtzal is the Choyim. This is what keeps Klal Yisrael going. So you could say, okay, I want to be a Choyim person. I'm the Choyim. What's the Choyim? The Choyim is keeping everything in, keeping that out, keeping this in, or whatever. Depends on. I guess it's so good. But the point of the Chaima is defining this place. Okay, it's safe. It's safe. So fine. But then, if you're a Chaima, so then it's a strict stira to going out. The whole point of Chaima is that you're focused on in. So the next word in the positive is Shaddai Kamigdalis. Shaddai is the correct to nourish, to give over. So the Elu Hatamidich HaChamim. Shemenikim kol am kulei. Ve'akrevim aleim yoinkim yoisev rachikim pachis. So the Shadak Migdalos is saying it's not a stira. On the one hand, it's a chayma. So you think in order to have the ashpa, so you have to go out of the chayma. You can't be chayma and have ashpa at the same time. So the pasuk says no, ani chayma. It's really the mekumis haTorah is chayma. Chayma is haTorah. But at the same time, then that Torah itself has ashpa. No, the Torah itself that the person has, have to realize that the person's Torah itself has ashpa on everything around them. Now, the more avada like it goes everywhere. But he says the closer you are, the more unique you get. The closer you are, but it's all the closer you are is the unique you get from. But there's a koyach to mashpia lechutz also. So. The person has to realize that it's the much as effort as we put in, that's as much as a slach is going to come, both in the Ruchnis and the Gashmis. Both the Ruchnis and the Gashmis, Hatzlacha only comes from as much as the Chayma is strong and how much the Torah is strong. And Lemaisa sometimes is not even visible. Lemaisa is not even visible. So, what happens when it's not visible? So I spoke out, I think last year, but now, there's a kasha. The kasha is that, why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchais? Why wasn't he going as the luchais? Why didn't he bury the luchais? What do you have to break it for? L'chayra, if you give it to Shaila, L'chayra, it's Mechikas Hashem, or whatever, it's L'chayra, it's Parchais, but L'maisa, Lamaisa, why do you have to break it for? It should have been going, is it? The Shivir Luchais were Nignas. Shivir Luchais bar and Nignas. So why didn't the Luchais Nignas? Why didn't he could have done the same thing? So you saw Slantas Mahalach, they had to like give a shock to the people, whatever. But the Goyin Shir Shirim says, I think I spoke this last year, but he didn't actually, I think. But anyway, he says, "Hanitzonim niru ba'aretz, eis hazomer higia, v'kol atar nishma ba'aretzeinim." So hanitzonim is the buds that come out of the trees, niru ba'aretz. So the buds are not seen on the ground, they're seen on the trees. So it's a very strange pasuk to say Nitzanim niru ba'aretz. Why are the buds seen on the land? It should be that the buds are on the tree. The Goyin says, unbelievable Yisrael, he says, Kimach v'sha'avus munochim ba'aretz, nucha liskais b'schuson. Because what's in the ground gives hashpah out. That means the things which are nignaz are hidden, they're hidden for a reason, that they should still give a hashpah from them. V'ilulei shegufa munochim ba'aretz, if the avus were not gufan munach ba'aretz, lo yayinu yichoyon liskais avurim. Unbelievable zach. You couldn't just be told on the schos avos if they were not nignas. Ba'aretz. So, if it's in the aretz, so it's still here, so there's what to tap into, so memela, it could grow out of the land, the hashpah. So, nitzonim niru ba'aretz means the hashpah, the blossoming that comes forth from those items that were nignas. The avos, the kedoshim shavar tema, v'chein ha'inim beluchais. The Shneim, Luchas Hashem, Shlahaisim Kol Yisrael, Kim Shneinu B'Luchas Shneim. Why? We don't have that anymore either. But Shekim and Shehim Gnuzim Ba'aretz Lo Tishakach Eidus. V'chein Ha'inim Beis HaMikdash. So, so Mamela, what he's saying is, if Nignaz doesn't just mean it's hidden, it's, instead of being broken, be Goynez it. Goynez means that there's an Oifen Hashpah that you have from it, Petoras, that is Nignaz. It's not visible. It's a different type of hashpah. There's a hashpah that you have when you're learning from it, you have from it. But then there's a hashpah that has the netzach netzach, and that alone that it's nignas ba'aretz. And memelo, the hashpah that we're supposed to have is from the luchos shneis. We're not supposed to have the hashpah from the luchos shneis. If it would be nignas, that would be that we would be still having luchos shneis. We're not supposed to. The luchos shneis was one oifen of nesinas ha'torah, the beis alevi's mazmer, whatever. The luchos shneis, or we said last week by Lel Shabbos, whatever it is, the Luchos Rishon was one oifen of Nisinis HaTorah. Once it was the Chet HaEgel, that oifen was bottled for Klal Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would just say, okay, let's put it away for now, it's not putting away, Geniza means that it's still there to tap into Ashpa from it. It's Nishbar. We're not supposed to be Yonik from it. The Shuri Luchos still has something, whatever that is, and Luchos Shneis is Nignaz, because that's Taka we're supposed to have, and that's why the Simcha is from Luchos Shneis, that's what he said. So, the idea is that why does it have to be that way? Because sometimes it's so big that to get the hashpah you can't interact with it directly. It has to be that it's nignas. And that's the way it's there's hashpah. I mean, that's in the Purim, not for now. But that is hidden. But the point is that a mole, that thing which is gufa not visible, is gufa the thing which is giving the hashpah, but it has to remain that way. Because there's a certain hashpah, karech of the hashpah that comes, it's so strong that it has to be nignas. So the karech that everyone has to know, all the amelos patera and all the effort put in, is the karech that's, whether it's noticed, not noticed, from it's there's a lot going on, but it's a shtigl nignaz l'maisa, because not everyone comes in and sees and understands and is nispal from that. People are nispal from a lot of other things, but that karech is really the shurish of the hashpa that comes out, and we have to know that and be proud of that, and that the tzlacha ben bruch is ben megashpis all comes from that karech, which is, whether visible or not visible, understood or understood, but we have to understand it and take it to heart, and also understand that that's also Shtekel Christ. But the main thing is to understand it, to be proud of it, and the Mitzvah Shem to continue. Okay.